The forces of decolonization and globalization have shaped the development of the English language news media in Hong Kong over the past two decades. When in the middle 1980s, Hong Kong began the transition to Chinese sovereignty, the position of influence of the local English language press began to erode while the Chinese language newspapers started to proliferate and expand their readership. Here in the International Media Conference 2010, Mr. Liao Lapun, the editor-in-chief from Asia Weekly, shares his opinion on the local language versus English language media coverage. Hello, Mr. Liao. Welcome to the International Media Conference. First of all, could you talk about the role of English language in the media coverage, please?
Well, the role of English is so important right now because that increasing number of the world's population is speaking English. For instance, in Hong Kong, you know, it's considered kind of indispensable. After the handover in 1997, there's a new emphasis on the use of English.
How do you see the relationship between local language and English language in the media coverage, especially in international affairs coverage?
Well, I think that not necessarily the issues of language is really the issues of cultural understanding. For quite a number of people, the international media in covering Xinjiang, they have to go deeper and deeper and know the local situation because sometimes it's too compressed for them to cover.
So in these cases, do you think the local language media coverage can be seen as a compensation?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that international media and local media is kind of supplementary to each other. You know, in general, the local media are much more micro-oriented and the international media is kind of a macro perspective. They try to see a kind of macro picture. So I think they are supplemental to each other. Yeah.
So in Hong Kong, how would you see the development of English language news coverage?
Well, I think it's pretty kind of unique role in Hong Kong. But Chinese language is always the mainstream, or in particular is the Cantonese media, because it's Cantonese, the mainstream language in Hong Kong. Yeah, but in general, the English language media play the role of being much more internationalized, much a macro mindset, and that would create another kind of interpretation, another kind of perspective of understanding the local situation.
I was born in Hong Kong, raised in Hong Kong, and when I was a child, I still remember the mainstream Hong Kong press, the headline is always the international news. Okay. But now, you know, we seldom see any international news hit the headline or front page. So that's the kind of general trend, I think, in Hong Kong press that the concern, the interest is really a very local thing. So it's up to the international media, you know, English and Chinese alike, you know, to be much more international. My experience working for Asia Weekly, the Yazhou Zhoukan, is that I've been a chief editor, for around two decades in this news magazine. You know, Yazhou Zhoukan is very much like a Chinese Thai magazine that we work for the Chinese communities around the world. And being an international magazine, we try to be kind of different from the local media. And one of the things is that we always try to hit a kind of macro perspective.
Joy Zhou reports from the University of Hong Kong.